Turning to sports now on KNKX. The Seattle Storm's season doesn't start until next month, but the team has already suffered a few setbacks. At the top of the list, the loss of star player Breanna Stewart. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, star forward Breanna Stewart just had surgery to repair a torn Achilles tendon.
Yeah, it's been a real rough offseason for the defending WNBA champs. The Storm had a couple of blows, the first one being Stewart's injury. She was playing for a team in Russia in the European Women's Final Four when she tore her Achilles in a game in Hungary. And so she's had it repaired, but those kinds of injuries are hard to recover from. She will, I think, because Richard Sherman had the same sort of injury that ended his Seahawks career, and he's back playing with the 49ers, and there have been a number of WNBA stars who've recovered from an Achilles tear to return. So it's not altogether dire, but she is the most valuable player in the league as well as in the postseason, top player for the Storm, and really a dynamic figure. So her loss is a real blow.
And then there was another piece of bad health news. Storm coach Dan Hughes has revealed he's having cancer surgery.
Right. That was another surprise that we hadn't heard about until he announced it with a video. He was upbeat. He wasn't informing us about the details or how long he's going to be out. But he was at the top of his game, just as Stewart was the top of her game. He was a first-year coach last year and took him to the title. So another blow for the Storm.
And on top of that, the Storm have to play the next two seasons and maybe a bit more away from home.
Right. The Seattle Center Arena, Key Arena, is being remodeled into a brand new concert hall and a venue for hockey and basketball, but it's going to take 2 years. And so the Storm have agreed to play at the University of Washington's Alaska Airlines Arena for two seasons, most of their games. And they'll also have a handful of games in Everett at the Angel of the Winds Arena. And last week we learned that the developers of the arena, the Oakview Group, have to push back the opening to sometime in June of 2021. So I think they're looking at maybe having to be on the road for one, two, three, four games to start the 2021 WNBA season. Not a big deal, but when you're away from home that long, it does tend to cut into the fan base.
It sure does. Well, there was some good news, though, and this does apply to the fan base and people who watch the Storm and the WNBA on television. There's been some news about the broadcasting of WNBA games.
Yeah, CBS Sports has agreed to televise 40 games this year. It's part of a multi-year deal. That's in addition to 16 that were on ESPN. And the great thing about CBS is it's a broadcast network, and it's going to televise in prime time in the summer and also on weekends. So there's a chance to grow the audience. The issue here, of course, is revenue generation, because the WNBA has struggled with that throughout its 23-year existence. It's never made money in that time, and the NBA has subsidized it. And the key to growing these salaries is television revenues. Breanna Stewart was playing overseas because most WNBA stars have to play overseas to make money. It's a year-round enterprise because they don't make enough money in the WNBA home season. Their window for athletic excellence is much shorter than a teacher or a fireman or a policeman. So they've got to make money while they can. And so these kinds of injuries due to fatigue are going to be part of the WNBA experience for a while. And I don't see any real quick solution. But the CBS contract is at least the start of something that could be a little bit better and grow into something a lot better down the road.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.